The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we give you thanks. Your presence is already here. This is your house. This is your space. And we honor you. We are gathered because of your will and the advance of your kingdom on earth. Thank you for the great work you have already started here. Thank you for using your servants to lay a strong foundation for us. Thank you for all that you are doing in us and with us. We ask for mercy. We ask for grace and a continuous supply of your word in Jesus' name. I know God's servant, what he probably wants is for us to see the Father's life as life that we should be living on earth. God's life is not just high up there. It is high in terms of the molecules of the life. The DNA of the life is a high life, meaning it's an exalted life. It is a life that is separated from the earth. Can we all say amen? It is the very life that exists in God. Hallelujah. So in terms of the separatedness of the life, it is separated from the life on earth. It is separated. It's a separated life. It's an hallowed life. When you say something is hallowed, it is holy. It is, it's separated. Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Matthew chapter 6, it says, Our Father. All right, you know, we normally say this is the Lord's Prayer. It's not the Lord's Prayer. They didn't call it the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray. So if it's anything, it's disciples' prayer. All right. Can we all say amen? It's not the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is in John 17. At least that's the old prayer. Jesus prayed clearly for a long time. That's the prayer he prayed. So, but this one is teaching us how to pray. So when we look at it, it's a governmental thought of how we need to ascend, not just in prayer, how we need to live according to the will of God. Are you with me? So he says, after this manner, pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So that name is his nature. Can we all say amen? So the Father's name, the Father's life is an hallowed life. Can we all say that? Let's say that again. The Father's name, the Father's life is an hallowed. So hallowed be thy name. Then the next thing. Thy kingdom come. So it means the kingdom of God is an expression of his name. Hallelujah. The kingdom is the dominion of God's name. The dominion of God's life. All right? The kingdom of God is the dominion of God's name. It's the dominion of his life. It says, Thy kingdom come. So you can see, it is first exaltation of life, then the reign of the kingdom. So the kingdom's source is life, is expression from God, from the person of the Father. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done where? On earth. So it's possible that earth is running a different agenda. And what Satan did was to sever earth from heaven. You know, Satan is, you know, in those days where, I went to Lautek Ogbomosho, and you know, then the only link road from south and north was that long road that runs from Ogbomosho down. So I remember SUG boys then, if they want to cause problem, you know what they will do? They will block the road. They will block that link road. Apparently, the first gate they did faced that road. So when they block that road, nothing is moving from north to south. Nothing is going from south. So it's always chaotic. Many times you see police will come, they'll have to beg the student, the VC will negotiate with them. You know, when you sever link, you cause chaos. So Satan severed link. What did I say Satan did? He broke link from heaven, because the earth, can we say amen? The earth is the wife of heaven. So like I began to discover, sir, that male and female are expressions of DNA in God. All right, amen. God is both male and female. God life is both male and female. And what harmonizes them is what you call wisdom. Wisdom is what makes the male and the female expression of God not conflict, not disagree, but they complement. It's still the same God working. So everything about creation is, you see a fatherhood, motherhood dimension, a male-female dimension. It is about the margin of the life of God. Can we say amen? So life is vast, but when you begin to now break down the molecules of life, you now begin to see the diversity and the beauty of life. That there is something called male, there's something called female, and they are supposed to complement the amplification of God's life. Can we all say amen? So even creation is like that, heaven and earth. God created it with massive wisdom to show the beauty of his nature. Creation bears witness to God's life. Creation is one of the witnesses that God put in place to bear witness. We know that. That's in Psalm 19. I just want to open your mind up. And then I want to make you to see why the Father loves life on earth. So earth must not cease to give witness to the nature of the Father. When we say earth, the purpose of earth is for the expression of God's dominion. What did I say is the purpose of earth? Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done where? On earth. And when we say earth, the first earth is man. The first man was called Red Earth. Adam. That's what it means. Red Earth. Alright? So, before God wants to see demonstration of his kingdom in the physical space of the earth, he wants to see it first in men, in our communities, in our relationships, in our living as singles. And I'm going to get there. All of us should be single. Can we all say amen? The day you live singlehood is the day you begin to degenerate. Corruption will eat you. The forces of darkness, they are all designed to scatter you from being a single. Every of satanic assaults upon mankind is to create a scattering. But everything about God is a convergence. Have you noticed? The more you know God, the more you are converging. Because God is the highest level of convergent life in the universe. So knowing God is to be converged. It means that you are gathered. Glory to God. I can't hear you say amen. So the earth is first man, then man's world. Then man's world. When you say earth, but even when you look at the physical earth, the physical constitution of earth, it is first the constitution of man. You know, we have more water on the earth. We also have more water in your body. You are more of water. Oh, believe me. Can we say amen? So you can see that everything the earth is what man is. When we look at the four elements of creature, water, air, and fire, all of those things are in you. You have air, you have water, you have earth, you also have fire. Fire is your blood. So when you see, so you can see the intelligence behind creation. Everything you see is bearing witness to the operations of the molecules of God's life. So God designed the earth for expression. What did I say? Expression of his life. Nothing. Sin is Satan hijacking the earth from its original course. So the earth was supposed to run in alignment with heaven. The earth was supposed to run in alignment to the program of God. As it is in heaven, it should be on earth. So you can see the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. The firmament, what? His handiwork. The heavens declare the glory. The glory of God there is God's name. It's also God's life. Can we all say amen? The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament show forth his handiwork. Day to day, uttered speech, you can say. And night to night, what? Showeth knowledge. So creation itself is designed to bring forth certain things concerning God's life and God's nature. We thank God because now we thank God that before creation fell this much, God has been able to amass scriptures for us. But originally, all those old men, they knew God from creation by studying creation. We see that in Romans chapter 1. We see that in the lines in the days of Job. And sometimes I used to wonder, those men, which school of science did they go? How did they know about stars, Orion, Pleiades? How did they know about animals that our science has not discovered today? At best, we say that they have gone extinct. How did they know about the Leviathan? How did they know about the nature of the wind? All those things are things that you do in science today. But these men never went to any school. They were original men that God made. They were men that could fellowship with thoughts and ways. All right? So it is corruption that made the earth sank deep. Thank God that God quickly had to raise apostles that wrote scriptures for us so that it can be easy for us. Because it's not as easy because we have more debt now. Debt has become natural with creation. Debt has become natural. So debt is also natural with man. Now, even when you look at the quality of men that are living now, just look at it. You don't see emperors anymore. The time of emperors has gone. People like Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchad. Those kind of men don't exist. One man, look at Artaxerxes. One man that has power over provinces. Sometimes you wonder, they are not ordinary men. They are not like president. Sir, when I say our president, anytime they do for 8 years, they look their age. It just shows that there is corruption has even eat man generally. Man cannot even govern the earth. You govern the earth 8 years, you are already aging. Those men had power over territories. And they were intact for years. So everything about human life has weakened. Corruption has set in the earth. Can we say amen? God's vision has always to express high life on the earth. The earth was made to come into synchrony with heaven. Synchrony. It's like a music. It's like a divine romance. Heaven and earth. Heaven and earth. Father and sons. So because when you talk father, you are talking sons. Can you say amen? So the father's business is a business of sons. That's the business. It's a light business. It's son business. It's generating sons. Glory to God. That word business in the Greek is called ergon. It means industry. So the father's industry is to begat his life. Is to show forth his life. Is to bear witness to his life. Can we all say amen? And who else should bear witness to God's life except more than man? Because that is the very reason why you were designed. You were called forth as an entity to give perfect expression to God's life. I don't think there's nothing in creation. Creation, and even all angels are part of creation. Animals are part of creation. All of them gives expression to a measure. In a shadow. In a form. But nobody is wired. Nobody is wired to give expression to life. When we say life, I life in the Father, more than man. So your calling is to live high life. Say that after me. Say that again. Even when you look at music, there are some things that may be lost on the earth. You know, those days I grew up, my father would play obey in the house. All those turntables, you know. All those men, there's so much noise right now. The way the sound is these days, don't mind me, maybe I'm critical. You know, I'm not Gen Z. But the sound there, it always disturbs my soul. So I'm not even attracted to music around the earth now. It's too good. I don't understand. So even if I want to fellowship with music, I still prefer all those days. And let me tell you, even the music is designed to cause distraction. It's to erode memories of God. Everything on earth today is to create a diversion. So you can't even trust music. In those days, there was still very good music, you know? Music that still talked about nature. That still talked about love. I grew up hearing many of those music. Family. Now nobody talks about that anymore. Can we say amen? Amen. I don't know, are you with me? Gen Z's, you are not flowing with me. You can't understand. You can't understand. You grew up in a generation of bad music, man. Bad music. Bad sound. And at times we import some of those sounds into gospel. But I'm also Gen Z somewhere. I do rap, reggae. All right? But I prefer the old reggae than the reggae now. They have mixed this reggae now. You know what I'm talking about? You almost cannot trust. You can't trust anything. You cannot even trust food. The other one is worse. They inject everything. Chemical. They said chicken. They will put chemical inside chicken. Everything is corruption has visited every aspect of human life, making it difficult for nature of God to be seen. So what is our calling? To reveal God. So singleness, everybody say singleness.
Singleness
is an estate that must be devoted to show God. Yes. That is what singleness is. Singleness is an estate God designed to reveal Him, to reveal nature, to reveal nature in its purity. Because one of the things that singleness means is purity, holiness, consecration. Don't see it in a religious sense, see it in a life sense. Life sense means as it is, originally. Show it. That's what a single should be. Huh? So even when you are married, you should be a single. Show forth marriage in its singleness. In the beauty of its singleness. Singularity of commitment to your wife. Singularity of commitment to reveal God's standards at home. Singularity of commitment to raise children. If you are a couple, you know the world. We don't want, people are just looking for where to send their children. Immediately, you want to move your children away from the house and send them somewhere where they'll just do the work. Because parenting is very intentional and deliberate. And it takes some level of nature work in your soul. So you find out that most Gen Z's, now Gen Z's are already having children too. Now, their problem is that they did not allow, the world they grew up in did not permit nature to be worked in them. They are unnatural. I don't know what I can say. They are unnatural. They grew up in a world of machines, of robotics. So there is a robotic way that you raise your children. And that's what you call unnatural. So they are very unnatural. So naturally, they are looking for systems to do the work. Systems to do kitchen work. Systems to do parenting. If there's a system to do marriage, they don't want commitment. You know, nature requires commitment. I don't know. I'm not getting you. What did I say nature requires? There are certain things that, and that is the problem in the world of AI. I'm not saying there are no good aspects. But the problem is that it's robbing man of nature. And that is where the enemy is taking this thing to. Where everything becomes what? Systemized. So we become so dependent on system and we lose grasp on nature. Meanwhile, that robotics thing is Satan's alternative. It's Satan's alternative to make you lose focus on nature. It's going to, this thing, I don't know, in the next 15 years already, it's going to get worse. You know, like I was saying. That's why we have to be intentional in cultivating relationships. Because the world that we are going to is a world that you don't need anybody. Relationship will be expensive. They are designing world around virtual reality. What's the idea about remote job? Do you see your colleagues? You can be doing a remote job in a company. You don't see your colleagues in 5 years. You can come, but you just meet online, virtual space. But you know, there's something about human contact.
Yes, sir.
You back contact, you don't understand. I hold your hand. You hold my hand. We touch body small. We rub body small. Some people now will even buy into churches, virtual church. Virtual church is Jehonipo. So, brethren, there will not be fights. Well, we are all relating virtually. No cultivation, sir. No intentional cultivation. So I was just joking with brethren. I said, see, that's why we have to work on brethren life. Get strong with family household lives. Because the idea is that Satan wants to replace brethren with robots. Oh, you didn't get what I said. So because, you know, brethren make mistakes. That's the issue. But we have to grow with that. It is part of nature to make us learn and cultivate the nature of God. You grow fruits when there are conflicts of personality. You grow fruits when there's conflict on personality. Now, I know I'm stuck with Reverend Busui. And me and Reverend Busui's nature is in disagreement. Now, I have to now work on it. You know, that puts me under pressure to change. But if I have a system that cannot make, I mean, you have robots. Now, LMOX just designed robots. What's the name of that new robot that they did? Android something, something. They said the design is that in the future we have many of them. So imagine you have robots that, you know, they cook for you. Cooking robots. Then you have one robot that drives. So Iman was the one that brought me from Moshogbo. I don't need him. I sack him, man. I get robots. Where are you going to? I'm going to Ondo. But what did I do? You know, because while we were driving, both of us were fellowshipping. So she my fellowship with robots. Satan. Then you can get robots. We'll babysit your children. You know, we don't like that babysitting thing. Problem with Gen Z. They don't like wallah. It's like all the time depression. Daddy, we are depressed. Mommy, we are depressed. Depressed of what? We don't have, you know, in our days, my mom gave back to only me and my brother. She lost one child. It was like a strange thing. Because in those days, minimum was five. Minimum was five. So it's only two children you're handling, and you're almost going mad. So imagine that kind of, brethren, are you following me? Yes! Imagine that kind of person has opportunity to collect, buy an Android that just babysit children. Currently abroad, they already have robots that clean their house. I went to one of my Obash now. You know, he told me, robots. So just think about it. So every design of life on the earth is designed to attack nature. So what is the Father's business? Nature business. What did I say is the Father's business? Life business. The Father is the most natural entity in the universe. The God, they are so natural. They are nature themselves. That is why they created heaven and earth. Heaven and earth is a reduced form of nature. But it came from original nature. So the idea of God is to see nature expressed. In their children, we are supposed to give expression to God's nature. Ah, can we say amen? Amen. Glory to God. So that is what singleness is designed for. So the Father is a single. The Son is a single. The Holy Ghost is a single. Their life is one life. So God is into one business. What did I say God is into? Hey, damn alone. Eternal life is one business. And it's life business. And the purpose of that business is to generate sons. Sons that will give expression to their life. So when we say life is actually sonship, life is about reproducing sons. The Father, who is the leader in the Godhead, they don't want their life to remain exclusive to them. And that's the design. So when you say singleness, singleness is to give perfect expression to life. Singleness is to give perfect expression to life. Singleness. So all of us should be single. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
In your commitment, in your consecration, in your passion. Now notice that everything concerning the end is designed against single estate. In the definition I just gave. To give, you know, like Pastor Ray, the same thing, you know, I wrote it somewhere in my tab, that the Bible says that an unmarried cared for things of the Lord. But those that are married cared for things of the husband, things of the wife. So you can see God's pulse mind. That's what you call apostolic thoughts. It's just saying that all of us should be single. Because the reason why your home exists is to care for things of the Lord. Now, every design of life on earth right now is designed for one thing, to assault singleness in terms of purity to the nature of God's life. It's an assault to singleness. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Thank you. These men were wise men. They saw very far. It says, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. This know also. Now, the idea of the last days is that the last days actually started with our Lord Jesus Christ. But the last day is building up more. So Paul is seeing from a prophetic spirit the morphing of the world. How society will be in the latter times. And he was trying to prepare. He's not just talking to Timothy. He's also talking to us. Well, we have to be more prepared. It says, perilous times shall come. Perilous seasons, times. Pastor was addressing the issue of times. Times of peril. And normally say, why is it perilous times? It's because men are perilous. Like in Isaiah 60, arise, shine, for the light has come, the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Behold, darkness covers the earth. Gross darkness. The people. So, the source of darkness is the people. Gross darkness means more darkness. Source of darkness is from the people. So, it is the darkness of the people that is covering the earth. So, perilous times is because the people are becoming perilous. Perishing people produces times that are perishing. So, the times is because of the people. Can we say amen? The people are become perilous. So they bring forth a season of massive decay on the earth. Why everlasting life, I life, must be brought to the earth and made natural. Now, I don't want you to see everlasting life as one concept high up there, something that we are revving with. No. It is a life to be lived. What did I say it is, oh? I think I heard Reverend Sweet say, I spent some time with Jim. He said, if God does not come and bring a closure, that we can live everlasting life for 500 years on earth. So do we have that kind of thinking? Think about it, Pastor Alfred. Having churches, 200 years, existing on the earth, we are not getting weaker. We are getting stronger. If we have to live, preach this message, for another 250 years, another 300 years, where some of the founders that started the work may not be in the body, but we see the work prospering. Because one of the designs of this work is that the work will go stronger and stronger. Because you see, arise, shine, for thy light. Everybody say, thy light. I'm coming back, thy light. So there is a light of the Father. The light is come. That light is actually God's light. I arise, shine. You cannot arise and shine because they motivate you to arise and shine. This is your year. If I like, make it a yearly confession. This is a summoning to your calling. This is awakening you to come into the reality of your essence. Arise, shine. Arise, then you shine. Arise, for thy light is come. Their light is come. So this describes the Father's light. The Father's light is the giver of the Father's life. Can we all say that? We can't access life without light. Can we all say amen? And the glory of the Lord is what? Reason. Building of glory. Making of glory. So God wants to make glory communities on earth. Glorious communities on earth. Life, those are life communities. Life men. Life women. Life children. Eh? Now he says, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth. Nobody can stop this. This is destined to happen, and it's already happening. It meaning that we should be ready for a future of greater darkness. When I say this at times, you may look, why am I saying bad things should happen? I told them one time, I said, we should be ready for another COVID and lockdown. I said, it's going to happen again. Believe me, even if it does not take a natural cause, they will plan it. We should be preparing. You know, that other one, he caught us unawares. And God showed us mercy. Eh? Imagine if it went on for 5 years. How would we eat? I mean, the world is designed gross darkness. Somebody said, I don't know how to. They say, if there's going to be another one, it will be more tighter. I said, wicked people. Yeah. More tighter. We was able to build churches that are strong and growing, and we may not gather in the same space. Eh? It's happening in places like, you see, Iran. Iran, under the Ayatollah government, I heard that the churches are growing fast. Underground church, and it's growing fast. Sales. They have to learn it and master that order of church. And when, that means that we have to build strong communities at every phase of life. Oh, can we all say amen? Amen. Yes, I'm talking single. This is all things I'm saying. Singleness means commitment, devotion, purity, consecration, focus. Defining single in his essence. So everybody should be a single. So in a single meeting, couples should be there. You know that idea that we are married now. You don't understand what we married people go through. Oh, then late to our church. Two is better than one. If you now marry and you are late, it means that your two is not working well. Kill and finally two that has become one. Yeah, two brains should be better than one brain. So if you are a single in the sense of not being married in the natural, when you now join with somebody, you should be computing faster. So when you are now withdrawing back and you are now giving an excuse, it means that your marriage is a burden. Your marriage is a burden, sir. Two should be better than one. Can we say amen? So I'm defining singleness in its original estate of purity, focus, consecration, passion, purpose, as originally intended in God. So darkness shall cover the earth. It shall cover the earth. And gross against the people. But what? The Lord shall arise upon thee. Can we say amen? It means there will be a massive distribution of thoughts. Everybody say thoughts. Oh, hallelujah. God will be throwing thoughts to us. Those thoughts, they are lights. Lights are thoughts. And they are meant to frame our ways. Can we say amen? Thoughts. You know, those are light thoughts. Breakthrough thoughts. Because already, what Satan is using to frame the earth are also thoughts. 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 Dark thoughts. Thoughts that is shaping our life. And at times when thoughts are being thrown upon us, we are already responding to thoughts. We don't even know where it's coming from. It's already shaping our way, our reasoning. Even as believers, all of a sudden, church are opening themselves to the other community. My wife went to, she went for a 3 months course in the U.S. and then she wanted to go and fellowship with the Christian community. She now entered the church, we love the body of Christ. When she entered the place and it looked like normal church, they started rolling out agenda. She now saw it's GBT church. I'm speaking in parable. You know what I'm talking about. She said she didn't know how she disappeared from the place. And it was so natural. So now we're going to go to the GBT agenda. We have to... She said, what? What? So we are in a generation where dark thoughts will be normalized. Or naturalized. Dark thoughts that are counter God's original essence for life are being naturalized as normal thoughts. Can we say amen? And don't think we are spared in Africa. It is coming here. The only thing God is showing us is God says, build an ark. Build an ark of safety. Build an ark of safety. An ark there is a lifestyle that can answer to darkness. Glory to God. It's a lifestyle that can answer to darkness. A lifestyle that can combat the tides of iniquity. The flooding degeneration on the earth. That we have an answer. We have answers. Answer. Can we all say amen? To 2 Timothy. For men shall be lovers. Men shall be lovers of their own self. True singlehood teaches you to love God more than yourself. You shall love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. It's showing you the original estate is that you love God more than yourself. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4. Yea, O Israel, the Lord thy God is what? The Lord thy God is one thing. One thing. God is one thing. One essence. One life. One purpose. One focus. One commitment. One project. Life project. The Lord thy God is one God. And thou shalt love. Those are expressions of nature. Thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. So this is nature as designed by God. Expressed in true singlehood of life. That you are designed to love God with everything you have. With your breath. So when as a young person that you are not married, you are not like this. You are betraying singlehood. You are already being hijacked by what Paul called youthful lust. Flee youthful lust. Youthful lust will not make you have singular heart. Because when their heart is single, their whole body will be full of light. So you cannot come into fullness of life with a scattered high or with an evil high. So the purpose of single meeting is to gather hearts, is to consecrate, is to heal highs and make highs single. Flee youthful lust. Flee youthful lust. Youthful lust is a system of disobedience on the earth. Somebody say, it's not because I'm a youth in the sense of a youth. You see somebody 70, he still has problem with youthful lust. I used to see one guy, I don't know, he's an old man, he's almost 70. He will wear chain, he will not wear shirt. He will wear boots like Gen Z. He will go, okay. You know what I say, 70, old man, you don't know. He's on the internet now. One day I looked at the old man like this, white hair. He's doing like this. And young girls are shaking. Old man, I said, this man has not been free for youthful lust. All day is rubbish here. He has not been delivered from it. So youthful lust is a system of corruption. You can have it all your life. All your life. Some old people, it's not that they have been free. It's not that they have been free from youthful lust. They don't just have energy to carry it out. No strength. Death has weakened the body. So, but their imagination. If some old people play out their imagination, you'll be shocked. You need doctrine to flee youthful lust. You need the strength of God's thoughts. The build up of understanding. Because youthful lust is a weaving of evil spirits in the air. When men are living for just, they love themselves. They love everything about themselves. Flee youthful lust. But follow what? Righteousness. Faith. All these things are, you see them, they are nature. 2 Peter chapter 1. They are weavings of nature. Follow righteousness. Follow faith. Follow what? Charity. Peace. With them that what? Call on the Lord. Out of what? Out of a pure heart. This is a company of Christ. So now, the power of Christ or the wisdom in Christ is to break scattering. That's one thing that Christ's life is for. Christ's life is the gathering of the heart to begin the journey of oneness. Oneness begins from Christ. So that's what the power in Christ is, to break attachments. Ability of the soul by sin nature to be married to many things. So somebody is a single. He's more married than a married. You are into many things. You ask some people, "Oh, daddy, I'm into many things. How many things? I'm into this. I'm into that. I'm into this. I'm into that." And you see, at times, that defines, in a way, defines. You see, that is how you see yourself as a strong person. That I'm into many things. I'm not saying don't be into many things, but I'm not showing that. That is the, I'm into this, I'm into that. You know, you see, a lot of people have, they have a lot of visions. I'm into many things. But when you see the guy is really into many things. He cannot sit down to hear doctrine. He cannot stay on that word for hours. And he's into many things. You are weak!
Yes, sir.
You are weak! Sir, you are into many things. You are into IT. You are into data something. You are into entrepreneurship. You are into many things, but you are not into doctrine. They cannot throw thoughts, and you can engage thoughts. You don't understand? Reverend Busu is teaching, he's throwing thoughts. You know, when you're under Reverend Busu, you can have 1 million thoughts. Don't make us mad. Just take it easy, sir. No, but as he's throwing the thought, to show how single you are, as he's throwing those thoughts, you are engaging. Many of us are absent-minded. We can. That's why we are not making so much progress. Because we hear little. We are not really hearing. The reason why we cannot do is that we have not even heard. What it means to hear? You hear twice. Oh, mama. To hear twice is that you can hear, and then you can process. You can fetch out instructions of life. But because there is no inbuilt capacity, nature has not been formed. So you cannot receive thoughts and process them. I said, God is strengthening our hearts.
Amen.
So God has a solution to that. Is to recover singles from scattered life. Or recover men from scattered life. Ability not to be able to stay on the thoughts of God. Verse 23. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid. What apostles are saying you should avoid are things that don't generate life. You know, we live in the midst of distractions. You will have seen 100 reels and you are not real. We need to fight distractions. Now I'm speaking Gen Z's or maybe Gen Alpha. We need to fight distractions. You know what I mean by distractions? Real life distraction. Alright? You have reels that are very real to you. And I found out that those reels culture people. They give them a sense of understanding. It is not just that you are watching something. Something is throwing thoughts at you and shaping your response to life. That's why I say you have reels, but you are not real. To be real is to be framed by God's thoughts. Reality is God. Come on, I'm not getting response. What did I say reality is? Anything that does not proceed from the Father is not real. Proceeded from God. Everything that does not proceed from God will pass away. Sure, you know. It has an expiry time. Even heaven and earth will even pass away. So talk less of vanity. So you know that you must give yourself to processing divine thoughts. So the purpose of teaching of Christ is to gather the heart. To make it able to engage. So for foolish and unlearned questions and avoid. Knowing that they what? Do gender strives. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be what? Gentle to all men. To teach. So they are talking about standard. Paul is giving standard to a young man that is supposed to be a single. It's a general standard, but he's saying that a young man should be apt to teach. Not apt to share something bogus. Apt to instruct. Because he has become raised by understanding. Doctrine should make you intelligent. You'll be able to withstand any man. You can debate. Like Pastor was saying, sir, with doctrine you should be able to debate. Paul, he will go into the synagogue, begin to debate, engage, listening. In his time, you meet Greeks. If you are in a world of Greeks, you have to debate. But don't care what you are talking about. They put everything in the realm of reason. Defend this thing. So you have to now, and we also understand that the mind is a faculty of the soul. Salvation of the soul also includes the raising of the mind. Giving you heavenly intellect. Ability. If you understand how sound God's mind is. When God appeared to Job, God just asked questions. You don't understand? You know, if they ask you a question if I ask you a question, I know the answer. I'm only asking you a question to prove to you where you are. God walked to the sea and says, who is it that darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? Brace yourself and answer this question. Let me set CBT for you. Where were you? Glory to God. So that you are seeing the enlightenment of God's mind, the intellectual strength of God, the wisdom that governs God, God's ability to answer to crisis on earth. There is no crisis on earth that God does not have answer to. God's life is rich in wisdom, in knowledge, in discretion, in equity, in fairness. It answers to every depravity of life on the earth. The Father's life is real life. Glory to God. Real life. Real life. Real thoughts. I want you to follow. So don't see it as far. God wants that nature on the earth. Thy kingdom come on earth. Thy kingdom, thy will be done. Thy program be run. So the Father's life will be run as his will in every program of human life. We will see demonstration of the Father's will. Men showcasing God's will. Men living out God's pleasure. Men showing how God should live in every circumstance. Can we all say amen? Amen. So all of us here are singles. We will be single in all that we do. Showing the purity and the strength of the Father's life. That you will be involved. We will not, we will see some people that you will be working in busy sectors, yet you will still be a single. Meaning that the Father will energize you with strength. You'll be able to handle stress that comes with certain work environment. Yet your commitment will be like Daniel. You know someone like Daniel? He was working in the government parastata, but his heart was not there. But concerning his work, you can't blame him. Ghana will not get to work and be sleeping because he did 9VG. Oh, she 9VG. So he's dozing at work. Hallelujah! The Father's life is real life. It's not religious. It has wisdom to handle complexities on the earth. Brethren, we are moving into days and years of complexity. Complex human life. Complex human systems. And then you will be there. But yet you are not confused one day. And your consecration will not abate. How did Daniel cope with consecration of Babylon? In Babylon. How did he cope? He had to report. You'll be traveling. You'll be doing, a lot of, ambassadorial affairs. Diplomatic calls. Yet he was having visitation of angels. Gabriel, Michael, Lord Daniel is not a pastor. He doesn't have a congregation. He's a man in governmental affairs. Yes, he's current with heaven news. He's current with heaven news. He's not confused concerning health matters. Oh, glory. Ever say, sing good. He's not confused. He has solutions. Crisis happens. They struck his sector. And the king went gagas and said, see, we are going to kill everybody. I give you 24 hours. I give you 2 days. Go and solve the solution. Now, he's not saying just get the answer alone. He said, even I've forgotten even the... we are not asked. Like parables, yeah? I've even forgotten the dream. So, you people say, what am I paying you for? I can't buy any low official car. You're just traveling, using that circle, traveling up and down, doing nothing. Oh, yeah! So, there was pressure. Now, it is not that time. If you have not cultured life, everybody say life. If you are not cultured life, you can't bring it out at will. So this season is for culturing life. Doctrine should make us culture. We should be interested in using doctrine for living. We are past that time where we just hear and we drop. We just hear for hearing's sake. We are hearing to become. We are hearing to be cultured. At times, you just wait on doctrine and say, and you are already imagining how doctrine should play out in certain aspects of life. You are allowing Holy Ghost breathe upon your mind. It's your mind with understanding on how to interpret life. So Daniel called his community members and said, guys, let us wait on God. And they waited, and God spoke, and he brought the riddle, brought the solution.
We are showing you that everlasting life is the life that should reign on the earth. It's not a life that can be subdued in any system. It does not disappear under pressure of Babylon. We are empowering you with a life that will grant you ascendancy over the system of the earth, over the pressure of Satan, over the forces of hell. Oh, for it's a life that must be embraced. It's the life that must be embraced, that must be seen. It's the life of high separation. High separation. It's a life that takes your heart and allows your heart to be above even the structure of the earth. We are showing you that you can be in the world and you are not of the world.
Yes.
You can be in the world and not of the world. You can use the world and not abuse it. You can. You can. For there is a power that the world does not understand, that the world cannot comprehend. That is the life we are showing you. That is the life that you must embrace. That is the life you must subscribe to. Oh, that is the life that will reign even in these last days over all the machinations of the adversary. We are showing you. Receive it. Receive it.
Amen.
For there is an allocation for you to subscribe to it.
Amen.
Even now.
Hallelujah.
Even now. There is an allocation for you. Subscribe to it.
Amen.
Subscribe to it. See the Spirit.
You know, one of the reasons why we must give ourselves to submitting to the course of the Father's life, because that life is a walk that must be walked in us, is that is the only life that guarantees protection and immunity from corruption. It is the only life that can answer to contact without contamination. All the wisdom that we have used before now is not to have contact. So we have lived as the church, we have mastered not having contact. And anytime we try to have contact, we are polluted. So think about it. All right? We say, go, let's raise politician. Then we will raise politician. They go. And the guy comes back twice the son of hell. So we make a conclusion. Hey, well, no politics. Eh? You understand what I'm talking about? So Satan has proven to us that our life is not enough to answer to the corruption in the world. And what they are doing now is to upgrade it. Huh? So the only life that can answer to the darkness of the age is the Father's life. Can we say amen? It guarantees not being contaminated when you have contact. So you see in the vision of Daniel that the stone that was cut without human hands had to make contact. Oh, you're not saying amen to that. He made contact with the image. We can't run away from the world too long. We are living here. So the Father's life is inundated with wisdom. It's eye wisdom. So what you see in the book of Daniel, that book, we have to research that book. You see, it's a book of eye wisdom to engage a corrupt world. I heard in those days how Babylon was. That Babylon was a place of massive corruption. So you cannot cover your eyes in Babylon. Everywhere is darkness, is everywhere. Everywhere is sexualized, magicalized. Eh? Babylon, that's why Babylon is higher than other cultures. Can you understand? That head of gold was gold. Really, when you look at it, the other kingdoms after it were lesser. The Babylonian kingdom was able to match spirit life. Eh? They brought spiritism into normal life. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. Kingdoms are getting weaker. So imagine how that life would be. I just wondered how the world would be, the world of Daniel. God is showing us that his life is the real solution. And we must master to live that life normally on the earth. Normal life should be Father's life. Glory to God. I can't hear you say amen. Amen. Now, there are three things I want us to look at briefly. Where we'll be seeing the activity of everlasting life. Of course, we know what everlasting life is. What it's supposed to do in our soul. And how it's supposed to work salvation in us. But I'm seeing the display of everlasting life in complete manhood. Life on earth, seeing how it will play out. Eh? First in us, then through us. Everlasting life in singlehood. Everlasting life in family life. Everlasting life in handling issues of the earth. Eh? We know that thing. Some people may end up not getting married physically. How will they live? And not feel that they are cut from something. Those are things that we must clearly define. It must not be vague. How will they enjoy life? Eh? You know that there's a way that it looks like status. And we must not make marriage a status for stature. In the New Testament church. Because Paul was a single person, yet he was an apostle. Status does not change your stature. You know what I'm talking about? As good as it is, marriage is an estate of service. You are going to serve the purpose of God there. All right? So it is not a means of star in a New Testament church. Because in a New Testament church, you have singles. Some are singles by leading, by heavenly design. Some maybe by circumstance. And yet, they are giving expression to the Father's life. Because our communities are deeply established to give expression to life. We're a life community. So when you look at a typical New Testament community, you just see life. You see all kinds of life finding expression through the auspices of the Father's life. I don't know if you are hearing me. So let's look at it. Body, soul, and then spirit. So Father's life. Body, soul, and spirit. Can we say body, soul, and spirit? You are not saying that with me. Now, there are two things I taught this recently in church that the apostle spoke concerning the wisdom of making sure that the body is kept intact to be able to carry out the course of the Father. Remember in Psalm 91, the Bible says we long life. How many of you know that long life is part of our heritage because of salvation? Do you agree? It's one thing that we must normalize. That for us to enjoy the beauty of salvation, we need long life. It's like a need. It's almost like you need to do something. You need one thing to the other. So I cannot be taking everlasting life. I'm be taking short life. So I'm thinking about that my natural forces will not be abated. Oh no, people are not answering me again. And look at that. You see Caleb, he's 80, but he's strong. You see Moses, he's 120, he's climbing mountains. And then you have watched so much cartoons and you see Moses is one man that has staff and he's walking like this. So I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you. Somebody climbing mountains. Eh? And you see one man with white hair and he's long and he's like, he's wrinkling. Only God knows. Maybe Moses at 120 looked like 60. I'm telling you. He looks like a man in his 60s. He doesn't look like that old very old man that is like shaking. His body wants to fall. In fact, the reason why Moses passed on was not because aging killed him. Hallelujah. I don't know. He was not aging. God called his time to come home. But before then, his natural forces did not abate. Nobody's saying amen. Amen. Two things that we saw, Acts 15, food and sex. Food. So in recent time, we're now researching, we now found out that Satan has been involved in food business. Many cancers has been traced to food. Satan has been involved in food processing. So we are helpless. And I noticed that God gave specific commandments concerning food. Why? We should ask ourselves. Why was God interested? Because you see, food also, food is one of the things that sustain body loss. So if you engage in certain things, you will begin to break down the laws that are kept to be intact till you find salvation. So in Acts chapter 15, the apostle spoke. They say, abstain from some kind of harmful food and sex that breaks down the body to stop worship. And these are the two things that Satan has put lust on. When you think of advanced society, listen. When you think of any advanced, these are the two things. Food, sex. When you think about a society that their food is very, they make it craving. So when you think about, you just think of taking, Molito Sabarada. Caparica Borado. Ta Ikulo Jessa. Because the closer food is to nature, the better the food can help your body. So there is singleness in feeding. Be a single at food. Don't crave for Buraka. So, when you have money like this, you are taking off your crave. We know, but Odung Beraga today, you have been exalted. You know what I'm talking about? Food, then women. Thank God for reverence. That's why we have to teach sex. Because we must demystify that concept. There's nothing Satan has used against the church more than sex. Yes. Satan has armed it. Yes. Meanwhile, God designed it to be understood and well used. Sex is a tool for bonding. It's a tool for bonding in marriage. Your sexuality is also a mystery. Your sexuality, male and female, it reveals certain aspects of God's nature. Everything about sex points to God. Everything about sex points to God. Satan now went, hijacked it, branded it, and made it as a tool to destroy the body. Because there is no other sin against the body. I still taught this in church recently. The word fornication, the Greek word is porneia. It means all kinds of sexual. So fornication is not that I went to sleep with a sister. And my person can fornicate. Everything, fornication can also mean something compound for everything called sexual impurity and perverseness. So there is nothing that breaks down the body more than sexual perverseness. Should I continue? You know, and Satan will paint it on the on my painting being called do stolen water is sweet too. But they're magician. You know what I'm talking about? You notice that one thing that Satan has assorted with Gen Z is sex. It's almost like they can't help themselves. It's like it's cheap. It was not as bad. It was in my own time, but it's terrible now. It's like it's food now. In every corner, in every way. Sharp, sharp. Quick, quick. Masa, masa. And all those things, they are designed to break down the body. Flee fornication. Look at it. I just need to talk. Now I'm talking the body. Then we'll go to the soul. Flee fornication. No, it's not here. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I said God is helping us. So God is going to heal your body. Part of the ministrations is going to heal your body. Some of those lusts that have been wired in your body, you are receiving deliverance.
Amen.
I said you are receiving deliverance.
Amen.
Your body will begin to learn to love righteousness.
Amen.
I met one guy in my days in campus. You know, met a lot of people. The guy says, I can't help it. We have to work on him. He says to me, it's like I'm going to toilet to wee-wee. It was terrible. Terrible. So I now know that Satan put laws in people's body. Weaved laws of death. As a brother is in church, he's just looking at the next person. The next victim. I said, if you are like that, receive your healing. These thoughts will enter your body and begin to break down sin molecules. Your body will begin to love righteousness. You will have strength to flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. Can you imagine? But he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. So why? Without your body, you can't serve God. Without body, you can't do worship. And you know, the ultimate goal of the Father's business is to make you a temple of worship. So they have spoiled bodies even before new births. They have broken down bodies. The end is that you will never get to a point where you can become a temple of God. Eh? And you have been raised with bad food. You love sugar. You know, we always see certain things as sin. We don't see some food as sin. Some of the things we take. We don't know moderation, leading, help. The Lord is helping church. Many people, we have poisonous substance in our body. Things that we have cravings. It's like, if you stop some food, it's like you are jonesing. You know the way somebody is into addiction. When you now stop some food, then you now find that you cannot cope. You are used to it. When you take garri, you pour sugar, 10 cubes. You pour milk. I'm talking about what singles normally do. I think the most times that you eat, the most times I had bad food was before I got married. I eat in all kinds of places. When I got married, I wanted to carry. My wife brought war. You know war? Sir, you can't do that again, sir. In this house, we don't eat anything. So I had to learn a regiment of following timetable. You know, singles don't like timetable. You just wake up, Indomie. You see timetable as bondage. Indomie, ice cream. Eh? One joint comes in. Ah, maybe Kilimanjaro come. Ah, single number. So apostles are to give counsel. Are you with me? Concerning food and sexuality. So some bodies are damaged. But you know, normally they say where your body should be at 70. You are 70, but your body is 100 years old. So I now know that's okay. So these operations have been trying to wage war against the ability, because we are believing God for life to touch this body. But you cannot be breaking laws and you have life on this body. That's why God gave them commandments concerning feeding. He says, I will bless your food, I will bless your water, and I will take away diseases from amongst you. So naturally, by your feeding, you are immune to diseases. So we walk in divine health, because you need divine health for everlasting life. Glory to God. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread. You shall serve the Lord thy God. In part of service, service enters how you handle the body. Bless thy bread, thy water, and I will take away sickness away from the midst of thee. I'm believing that our communities will be like this. We handle a lot of issues. You see singles, IBP. Singles, man. Diabetes, all kind of diseases of old people are rampant amid singles. You are not yet 30. So we now know that there is an instructional aspect of doctrine that must secure our body. Nobody is saying amen. So you, because you are committed to the Father's life, you will keep your body. You will submit to the process of an healthy body while believing God for life to take over your body.
Amen.
Part of body is also exercising regularly. Training your legs to walk. And not then bike. Bike. No, sir. You don't need bike. You have legs.
Yes,
tell your neighbor, say, I don't need bike.
I
have leg. Tell them again, say, I don't need bike. Say, I have leg. Say it one more time. Say,
I don't need bike.
Say, I have leg. Say,
my legs
are anointed to walk. And walking I will do. I'll not just walk in the spirit. I will walk in the body. Glory to God. Paul said, bodily exercise profited little. He's not saying that little is means that that is what your body needs. Some of us, we be little none. If that your body does not profit that little, you will not have, you will not have life to do godliness. Before you, now, you know, it takes some years of walking to lay hold on everlasting life. It takes some years. We're not just supposed to have it. We should master everlasting life. It should become governing life over our souls, bodies. The soul, the mind, the will, and the emotions. Now, the mind must be enlightened with the revelation and understanding of the light of Christ and the Father. So, God wants your mind to be an intellectually sound mind. Intellectualism is not a reality of the world. God is the originator of intellect. So, but what makes your intellect function is light. When I look at any scientific breakthrough, it was light on the mind. Light on, you know, when you go and check out some of those scientists that had breakthrough, it was a kind of enlightenment. What you call maybe a kind of revelation, an understanding that they had that opened door for what you call breakthroughs in inventions. We should be inventing righteousness. The mind is meant to invent righteousness. We should be creating inventions, imaginations of righteousness. It happens when your mind is being enlightened with the light of Christ, then the Father's light. Your mind should function at a sound level of intellectualism, meaning you can reason with God. You can reason with God. Isaiah 55. Let the wicked forsake his way. Then the unrighteous is thoughts. So your thoughts build up in two ways. Ways are a conglomerate of thoughts. And when you are moving in two ways, you're already becoming wicked. So you start from unrighteousness to wickedness. So, but you see, God has power to save you at different stages. He says, let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God. And he will want abundantly. He's talking about abundant mercy. Abundant life that can recover the wicked man. So even in the realm of wickedness, if you have not finished wickedness to sit, as long as you have not sat, God can recover you. Nobody saying amen. As long as you have not sat on the seat of the scornful, God can still recover you. So but that's why he says, he will abundantly pardon. He's talking about abundant remission of sins. These are everlasting thoughts. Breakthrough in everlasting life. Now, he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are what? Your ways, my ways. God is showing us something. Hear the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the head, so are my ways higher than your ways. And what? So to become heavenly, you need heavenly thoughts. You need breakthrough into heavenly thoughts. So my mind should conceive heavenly thoughts. My mind should conceive heavenly thoughts. My mind should be enlightened with thoughts of God that brings me into the soundness of his mind. As a single, I should be sound. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. That is an intellectual mind, a mind of understanding, a mind that can reason. When they ask you a question, you don't need to pray in tongues. You can reply. Shalabara, come, wait for me. Sobaka, soboko. You have exercised your mind with understanding. Your mind is naturally sound. You are sound by nature. You give sound counsel. You walk soundly. So an intellectual mind, from God's standpoint, is a mind that is energized with light. Energized with the light of Christ, with the light of the Father. That is how your mind should be. A mind of understanding. A man is a mind of light. They say you are an enlightened man. You live by light. Your mind is sound because of light. Can we say amen? Amen. Then your emotions should be controlled by the fruits of Christ. The fruits of Christ and the Father. You know, Christ has fruits. Fruits of spiritual life. We saw them in Galatians chapter 5. But there's also fruit of divine life. It's fullness of fruits, which we see in James chapter 5. The Bible talks about what? The husbandman waited patiently for the precious fruit of the earth. So God's mind is that what? That your emotions are governed by fruits. Normally, emotions is when Satan waits for single. Most singles make their decisions based on emotions, not even their mind. Of course, my wife will say that in psychiatry, that they say that most teenagers, they don't have their frontal lobe well developed. So you can see somebody is big. He's big, but he in his frontal lobe is small. His mind has not, his brain, vis-a-vis his mind, is still underdeveloped. But they have sexual organs that are mature. So check out, most people made mistakes within that age, 13 and 19. Sexual decisions, that's the age they make it. Before they are 25, they have made major mistakes. Because normally their understanding is lesser developed than their emotions. Their emotions is already rampage. You already love that bobo, but oh, Ronu. The bobo, sir, he dey collect school fees. That fine boy in school, you know, walking. Hello. The guy is collecting school fees. So you are falling in love with him and he has slept with you, but he is not yet a father. He's not yet a man. So you know what's God? Amen. Can we say amen? Amen? So your emotions must be governed, must be controlled by fruits. So it means that intentionally, we must culture emotions to be submitted to God. Submitted first to Christ. So that is the purpose of doctrine, making the emotion a garden. We must tend the emotion. You know, emotion can be a wildfire. Emotion is just running. At times, you might be talking, sir. People are connecting. And they hide it from pastor. Emotion still lost, sir. You know, at times, some people have already finished the relationship. They now come and present it to you. Daddy, I'm seeing somebody. Sir, he has not, he's not seeing. He has finished it. His emotions. Chemistry has happened. Biology. Chemistry, physiology has already happened. So most decisions was made at the level of emotions. Meanwhile, the way God designs it is that what? You start, light comes through your mind, helps your emotions, and then strengthens your will. Because the will is the decision-making process. Decision-making seat. So you can see, you need all the faculty of the soul working orderly to make you live orderly. But your emotions has already ruled you. Your emotion is not cultured by fruits, by understanding. So you make decisions emotionally. Can we say amen? Amen. But God is going to culture your emotion. Amen. First, with the knowledge of Christ. Meaning that your emotions will be controlled by the fruits of Christ. Then further, they will now top it up. That emotion will now be ruled by fruits, full fruits. Because the Father's fruits are full fruits. Love that is full. Faith that is full. Faithfulness. Everything that the Father has is in Christ. It's just that in Christ is measured. In the Father is what? Is all is full. It's the realm of fullness. It's the realm of culture. So I see God culturing your emotions. As a single, your emotions will no longer rule you. Fruits will rule you. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
Then the last one is the will. In the realm of the emotions, your will should be what? Governed by the laws of Christ and the Father. I like the word govern. Rule. There must something that must rule that will. Eh? You want to, but you can't because you have a rule. A man that without rule, where is that scripture in Proverbs? A man without rule is like a broken wall. Rule is spirit, yes. It's like a broken wall. Take me there. So you, without the interplay of doctrine, first of Christ and of the Father will not just rule, he will reign. So you come into reigning in life. When you begin to reign in the Father's life, it means you have perfect, all your soul is subjection to the reign of everlasting life. You cannot do anything but to live everlasting life. In your thoughts, in your decision-making process, it's everlasting things that are breaking forth. Can we say amen? He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is what? Broken down. And what? Without walls. So God wants to make laws. You know when I say laws? Laws will frame your decision-making process. When you decide, it's like it's the Father's computation in the soul. Mind, will, and is like a program that runs through your soul. Everything runs orderly. When you decide, it is God that decided. Your will is governed. Your will is ruled by the laws of Christ, by the template of Christ's laws and the Father's laws. Can we all say amen? So this is how God expects that the soul will function. Now, when the soul is like this, you play out life on earth in every system and facet of life governed by the Spirit. In your relationships. The reason why many of us break away from relationships prematurely is that we don't have this order. Our emotions lead us more than what? Than the fruits of the Spirit. So we are prematurely disconnected from destiny-defining relationships. You are supposed to be in a church. You left the church because of anger. You are supposed to be in a kind of association that should take you to the next phase. But because you have anger issues, temper issues, you have issues with your emotions. You cannot manage it. Because your mind is not sound enough. You cannot engage intelligible discourse that can bring what? Furtherance to the kingdom. You try to use religion as a shield and you were cracked and assaulted by Satan. Then you are now doubting doctrine. So God wants to fix us up. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Your mind will function well.
Amen.
Your emotions will function well.
Amen.
Your will will function well.
Amen.
Your body will function well.
Amen.
And then you'll be sound in every aspect. In your relationships.
Amen.
In career.
Amen.
In academics.
Amen.
You'll be sound. Then your spirit. Your spirit will be quickened with life. And then we will now be strengthened with everlasting life. You know, we are first quickened with life in the era when our spirit was raised from the dead. But in the era of the Father's life, they will save the soul. As they are saving the soul, they are strengthening the spirit. Ephesians chapter 3. All these things are defined as singleness. To be a single is that you are under government. There is no area of your life that is not in alignment. Yes. Thank you. That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with mind by his spirit. Where? In the inner man. This is not the inward man. This is the inner man. So they will strengthen. God plans to strengthen your spirit. To energize it. Not just with life. But with what Pastor Thompson called. More life and what? Abundant life. We have that promise in this era. That your spirit that was originally quickened with life. Will not be able to say top up. They will strengthen it. It becomes strong to carry the engine of everlasting life. Standing by with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. You be rooted and grounded in love. Just go on. May be able to comprehend what? With all saints, the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. And to know the love of Christ, which what? That you might be filled. That's where I'm going. That you might be filled with what? All the fullness of God. This is the Father's life. This is the Father's business. It's a business of fullness. Then he says, now to him. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly. So this is the realm of the Father. This is the full realm of the Father. Above all that we want or even think. So look at the Father's realm. More than you can ask, more than you can even think. He walks in that realm to exceedingly abundantly do things that are above. According to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus. Without what? Throughout all ages. World without end. It's not this world. This world has end. What world are they talking about? The world of God. That is that world has no end. It's from everlasting to everlasting. From everlasting to eternal. Can we all say amen? Amen. That is the realm that the Father. So the realm of the Father. The world of the Father. The life of the Father. Is what breaking amidst us. How do I know? We are sharing Father's thoughts. It's the world of fullness. It's the world of riches. It's the world where we will not know corruption. It's the world where we will live. I'm not talking about in the sweet by and by. Here on earth, we will know what it means to be flawless, sinless, incorruptible, undefiled, unfading. Incorruptible, undefiled, unfading is singleness. To be a single is that you are not corruptible. To be a single is that you are not defiled. To be a single is that you cannot fade. Lift up your hands and begin to thank the Lord. Come on, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Come on, give him praise, give him praise. The Father is raising a new generation on the earth. They are raising a new generation on the earth. They are raising a new generation on the earth. Come on. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless his name. Bless his name.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website, www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.